And welcome back to Females Thriving Over 30. It's your host, Jasmine Foley, and I've actually got an exciting new co-host who I'm going to introduce soon. But just to quickly reintroduce myself, seeing as it's been a little while since season one, as I said, I'm Jasmine Foley. I'm a digital marketing lecturer at a university. I also run my own business, Empress Media Academy, where I teach personal branding, marketing and PR skills to women. I'm a mother. I have a 2-year-old daughter. She'll actually be 3 in June. And I can't believe how quick the time is flying. And I'm married to my childhood sweetheart, who I actually met when I was 17. And I am, of course, now 30. I started this podcast in October last year when I turned 30, just as a way to express how I was feeling about turning 30, bring together other women in their 30s, to look at the highs and the lows, you know, celebrate that we are thriving over 30 and that we can still do and get what we want at this age, but also all the different things that we have to juggle. Speaking of which, it has been a journey for me since starting the podcast. As I've mentioned in my introduction, I do have a lot of things going on in my life already. And then there's been a few different things happening within my family that have just meant that other things have kind of taken priority a little bit, meaning that I wasn't able to record as many of these podcast episodes as I was hoping to. But that is literally what this is all about. It's all about being open about those moments where we're thriving, those moments where we're struggling. And because of that, and because of the community feel and the community aspect and the whole reason that I created this podcast in the first place, I thought it was about time that I brought somebody else on board. And I really, really couldn't think of anybody better than my new co-host. So, Soraya, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for this great welcome. I am so excited to be part of this podcast. So for all of you that don't know me, my name is Soraya Barrera, and I am a vice president of operations in a localization company, also a pageant girl. That's how I met Jasmine. And I am really excited to be part of this podcast because for a while I have been really toying with the idea of starting a podcast. It was something I didn't really wanted to do by myself. I wanted to do it with someone else, like this kind of podcast where you have conversations, apart from obviously doing interviews to other people. And actually, this was kind of like a godsend to me when you asked me if I wanted to be part of the podcast. I was like, I cannot believe this. This is fate, because I was literally thinking about it the last week, the whole last week. I was like, how can I create a podcast? Who would I have as my co-host? And what kind of topics are we going to be talking about? So this is literally perfect.
I feel like the stars aligned. There's definitely, because I'm going to ask you in a minute about your new campaign and the things that you're doing. But I already knew that we aligned in so many ways, just conversations that we've had in the past. And obviously I interviewed you in season one, and there's just so many things that we have in common and so many different areas that I felt like we could talk about and actually bring in different experiences, life experiences and different angles to it as well. So that being said, can you talk a little bit about the campaign that you're doing at the minute and what kind of episodes you're going to bring?
Absolutely. So as part of my, well, actually, this really started before I enter my current pageant. So I am now competing for the Miss Great Britain title, and I will be competing in October. And actually, before I decided to get into the pageant, I started talking about what it is being 30, being over 30, and kind of like the society in the atmosphere, the time that we were both born, how much society was dictating what we were supposed to be doing at certain times of our lives, and how hard it was turning 30 and seeing that you had not reached those milestones that society told you you had to be reaching by that time, and feeling that you were behind all the time. So I started, like, you know, doing posts about it and talking to people about it. And when the pageant came about, I was like, well, I can use this as my platform and try to reach more people with this. So my platform is called Be Timeless, and it has to do with exactly that. We have society or people telling us that we are supposed to, I don't know, be married and have kids by 30. But, you know, we don't really have to be doing that if that is not the time for us. All our dreams, all our goals, all of our aspirations are timeless. There is literally no expiration date for any, absolutely any of the things that we want to achieve. And this is basically what the campaign is all about. And the idea was, I'm going to be doing some live interviews, about women of all ages. So this has nothing to do with just being 30. It's like women of all ages that feel that either they are behind on their goals or they really want to reach some goals, but they feel like they are either too big to be achieved by the age that they are now, or too late for them to achieve those dreams because they are already past the age that society told us that we could reach those goals. Or actually, we might have people that are very young and they've managed to achieve goals that society told them they should be reaching later on in life.
I absolutely love this whole thing that you're doing with Be Timeless. And I feel like, as you said, especially when we grew up, there was very much like a traditional timeline and a traditional order that things were done. I mean, my parents and a lot of my friends' parents all had those similar sort of milestones happening at a similar time. And I think also, as you quite rightly said, like thinking about the dreams people have as well, I feel like another shift that has happened is that there's not one way to do anything anymore, like to live your life or one version of success. I feel like it's more celebrated now to all want different things and have different dreams. And totally. That means that we are all doing things at different times and we all have different things we want to achieve. And just doing things outside of the norm. I mean, also when we were younger, I feel like especially the adults in my life all had those kind of jobs where you go into a job from a young age and you're in that job and you get your like 50 years of service or whatever.
Yeah.
And actually, I feel like it's not necessarily the norm to do that. And you do have people starting their own businesses. Like you're obviously an entrepreneur as well. And another thing we have in common, we have different strings to our bow and different things going on in our lives. And we can cultivate a life that we want that's not necessarily one straight road. So I think we're going to have loads and loads of exciting conversations about this.
I think so too, because yeah, as you said, like we had engraved in our brains how we needed to do things, right? We needed to be living by ourselves at like, I don't know, like 24 or something like that. We should have had our house already by 28. And things change, you know, like society evolve. Many things happen. Not everybody's able to get a house by 28. It's okay if you are a first time homeowner at 45, because that's the time that you were able to get the funding to be able to buy a house. When I left my former job, it took me very, very long time to do so. Just because, as you said, like I had engraved in my mind that is the job that my very first job, and I should stay there and I should, you know, grow within the job and have my, you know, 30 years of service, by the time I retire, or 50 years of service or something like that. Even though I was not 100% happy. So yeah, I think we're going to have really interesting conversations with many people, that I really hope is going to be relatable to people going through the same things, and being kind of like that little ray of hope of someone that wants either to change something in their current life or be kind of like that, okay, I shouldn't give up, because if this person had gone through exactly the same thing as me and achieved their goal 5 years later, I can do that too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think hopefully with each episode, like you say, you can either be inspired by it, or you can relate to it. You can, you know, laugh about all the different bizarre mm-hmm. experiences that yes. we have in our lives, or, you know, we can almost like cry together, celebrate together. And that's kind of the whole idea behind this, and creating that community where we can really feel a part of something. Because like for me, after becoming a mum, and they always say like, oh, it takes a village. And it is so true that I think I've really learned to lean upon the other women around me. And this doesn't just apply to having children. I think as women, we thrive off having a community of other strong women that we can, inspire or laugh mm-hmm. with, cry with. I think that's such an important thing.
So necessary as well.
Yeah. So that being said, because we really want to build a community, if you're not following the Instagram page, make sure you follow the Females Thriving Over 30 Instagram page. And I just want to ask to like send us topics, send us questions, or people that you want us to interview. This is all about being open about the things that are important to us as women over 30. So I think being able to get contributions from women about what they want to hear and what they want to discuss would be really beneficial for us to make the episodes that you all really want to hear.
Yes, because at the end of the day, we also need exactly that. Like, what do you want us to talk about? Is there any specific topic that you want us to touch on? Something that maybe it's not being spoken about much that you want us to, you know, talk about? Because one of the things that I love now about social media is like, you suddenly find someone that is, you know, maybe jokingly talking about, you know, like all of these, I am a millennial, I did, all those videos, and you really feel seen, and you start feeling like, well, actually, I'm not feeling that bad about myself. I'm not feeling about that bad about the situation, because actually other people are going through exactly the same thing. So this is what we want to be as well. Kind of like be able to shed a light on topics that maybe people are not talking about much, or situations. So yeah. Send your questions and your topics to us.
I think something that we actually spoke about last time we saw each other was about that like imposter syndrome and things. Like, we all feel it, yes. and we don't necessarily tell other people that we're feeling it all the time, but we all do feel it a lot. So those kind of, like you say, those issues where you might feel like you're alone in it, or you other people might not feel that way, or maybe those slightly more taboo topics that you don't want to raise. We can do it for you anonymously if you want to. Maybe we should look at setting up something where that they can actually submit anonymously as well. Or obviously we can keep you anonymous if you ask us to do so, if you don't mind us knowing who you are. But there might be some issues or topics that people would really love to hear other women talk about, but maybe might be a bit afraid to bring up those topics themselves. So I feel like this really could be a safe space to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, as Jasmine said, make sure that you follow the Instagram page, because if at some point we're preparing interviews about motherhood over 30s or something like that, we would really like to receive kind of like nominations of who would you like us to interview, who would you like us to talk to, or even yourself if you want to be one of our guests.
Yeah, absolutely. So I absolutely can't wait for season two with my brand new co-host. It's actually so refreshing. I remember the first episode of this podcast I recorded on my own as an introduction. It's so much harder just talking on your own for a long period of time.
It is. That's why I wanted to do a podcast, but with someone. I didn't want to do it on my own. So,
well, I think it must be just nice of people to listen to as well, because it almost feels like you're part of the conversation rather than just being like talked at for the whole time as well. So I'm really, really excited. I think this is going to add so much to the podcast, and that you're going to bring so much to it. That's why I wanted to ask you to be a part of it, because I really think we can grow something amazing with this. So for everybody listening, stay tuned, and we'll be back with more episodes very, very soon.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.